This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall. The coronavirus continues its deadly assault on the world with no sign it is slowing down. COVID-19 has made its presence known and feared in 177 countries and regions. There are more than 622,000 confirmed cases worldwide, with close to 29,000 deaths. The figures come from a Johns Hopkins University running tally. That count shows the United States with the largest number of confirmed infections, 112,000, and as many as 1,800-plus deaths. And while New York City is especially hard hit, there are growing worries over large new clusters showing up in Chicago, Detroit, and New Orleans. In Detroit, 20% of the police department is missing in action, down with the virus. That includes the police chief. Two department members have lost their lives to COVID-19. The same thing threatens police departments across the country. In Europe, Italy and Spain are still reporting death spiral numbers. 2 weeks into a nationwide lockdown, Italy has lost more than 9,000 lives to the coronavirus. And health officials cited almost 1,000 new cases over 24 hours, pushing Italy's total case figure to about 86,500. In Spain, infections have risen to well over 72,000. Deaths are approaching 6,000. Says a paramedic at a hospital in Barcelona, we are completely overwhelmed. In France, COVID-19 has claimed about 2,000 lives. 33,000 people in the country are known to be infected. French health workers got a bright display of gratitude overnight, emblazoned in lights on the Eiffel Tower, Merci, and spelled out in French, stay at home. Germany has announced it will keep its restrictions on public life in place until at least April 20th. There have been 53,000 COVID-19 cases in Germany, with about 400 deaths. Chancellor Angela Merkel remains quarantined. She was being treated by a doctor later found to be coronavirus positive. The only world leader found to be suffering from COVID-19 is British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who is in isolation, one of almost 15,000 cases in the United Kingdom. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Hard-hit Iran, a Middle East COVID-19 hotspot, has reported over 35,000 coronavirus cases, with more than 2,500 deaths. A tragedy on top of that, nearly 300 people in Iran have died after ingesting methanol, which they apparently believed was a COVID-19 therapeutic. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says his country has reached a critical stage in dealing with the pandemic, but says he is not ready yet to declare a state of emergency. Here in the United States, U.S. President Donald Trump has signed a $2.2 trillion pandemic aid package aimed at helping Americans weather a period of economic distress that deepens by the day. Though the bill was bipartisan in its achievement, the president invited only members of his own Republican Party to the signing ceremony. Mr. Trump has finally invoked the Defense Production Act, which many have long been demanding, to help in fighting the effects of the pandemic. He has ordered General Motors to begin manufacturing ventilators for COVID-19 patients who often need them to stay alive. The state of New York alone wants tens of thousands of ventilators for its hospitals, both standing and makeshift. An official at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control says the country remains in the acceleration phase of the pandemic and that all corners of the United States are at risk. It's an argument clearly at odds with President Trump's public wish to open up the economy in parts of the country which are largely untouched by COVID-19. He's promising to announce soon if he will allow local governments to back away from existing White House guidance on such things as stay-at-home orders and social distancing. Abbott Labs says it has approval now from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration to market a rapid test for detecting the coronavirus. 5 minutes for a positive result, 13 minutes for a negative reading. India is using a fleet of buses to carry an exodus of migrant workers from New Delhi to their home villages in the midst of the world's largest lockdown of 1.3 billion people. China is sending medical help and supplies to neighboring Pakistan. There have been only 11 virus deaths there, but there are more than 1,400 cases. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro is casting doubt on his own government's statistics on COVID-19 deaths, saying he suspects they've been inflated to serve political interests. The far-right leader, who has railed against what he calls the overblown reaction to a disease he terms a little flu, said he did not believe statistics coming out of the state of Sao Paulo, whose governor he has attacked, were his response to the outbreak. Because of the pandemic, a conference to review the implementation of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty has been postponed. It was set to begin at UN headquarters in New York late next month. Once again, our top story, the new coronavirus continues its deadly way around the world. There are more than 622,000 confirmed cases at this hour, with a death toll of nearly 29,000. More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News, via remote.